So when do we enter a spiritual path? That means when do our actions actually become a spiritual path? We can see, like, in general, yeah, we do improve anytime when we listen to Dharma and we take it to heart, we do improve our own mind. We improve our qualities and we reduce our bad habits, our delusions. But when do we, according to Dharma, say, now we have entered a spiritual path? It is when we practice Dharma with the intention to prepare for the happiness of future lives. When we take in account future lives, then at that moment, yeah, with the mind of renunciation, then we enter a spiritual path. And yeah, for this, we need the Dharma Center, where someone is explaining to us all these different meanings of the words. Maybe you think, I don't need the center, I just read my books. Without an oral instruction, an oral transmission, I don't think that we will understand the real meaning. I mean, I don't say you don't, but in general, we definitely need blessings. Yeah, transmission of blessings is very important. And this is what we receive, these blessings from our spiritual guide, yeah, through our teacher, well, from Venerable Geshe-la, our root guru, through our teacher. Yeah, he is transmitting these special blessings. Then we will be able to understand the real meaning of all Buddha's teachings. So, yeah, spiritual life is the opposite of a material life, we can also say. Yeah, when we are mainly concentrated on a material development, external conditions improving, if we begin to concentrate, not that we abandon our daily life and our job and family, that's not the point, but we can engage in all these activities with a spiritual intention. Yeah, this depends upon our intention or our motivation with which we do anything, if it is spiritual or material or ordinary. Good, a new life. So we want a new life. When does a new life begin? If we begin to change our own views, our own habits, our own attitudes, that's the actual change, internal change. Now we have many times, we have a new car, we have a new job, we have a new boyfriend, we have new things, and we think, my life is new. Actually, all these things are just repetition. It's not really new. And new life means we can leave our ordinary life, which is just like mainly concentrated on the selfish intention, just everything is around me, and we can open our view, we have a different vision, we will discover so many new things that our life really feels new, different. We have different experiences. We can get rid of our suffering. We can experience better quality of happiness because we have learned to develop a more peaceful mind. And the more peaceful our heart is, the happier we will become. So that's a new life. That's new. We have never managed to maintain our heart peaceful a whole day. Well, I don't know you, but we can get there. We can aspire this new life. And even if we put a little bit of Dharma into practice, we will have so many new experiences, I promise. And so instead of cherishing ourselves, now we cherish others. So that's new, because before we meet Dharma, we just are obsessed with our own happiness. You know, we are really strongly attached to the fulfillment of our wishes or uncontrolled desires. We know we have enough experience of that. Yeah? And then, like this new way of thinking is we can, like Geshe-la says in How to Transform Your Life, page 4. So instead of wishing for myself to be happy all the time, we stop this and we wish for others to be happy all the time. So this is complete transformation. And of course, with this, a new life begins. But there are many, many ways. So I would like to encourage you just to think, how has my life become new? You know, when I met Dharma and I started to practice Dharma. I hope you can say, something new appeared in my life, definitely.